We invite you to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, commonly known as the love chapter. The word charity here is translated from the Greek word agape. God has shown us and is the qualities of love as defined here. Appropriate scripture to have read on Mother's Day. And I have been privileged to have a mother who displayed many of these qualities. And I often thanked her for the investment she has made in my life. As of 3 months ago, I'm no longer able to do that. But I am so thankful that her memory lives on. 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to read verses 1 through 8 and then verse 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. We invite all who are able to kneel as we pray together.
Thank Brother Ken for his prayer, and as well as each of you who were praying for the minister this morning. The title of the message is A Mother's Love. One day, a little boy named Billy came up to his mother in the kitchen while she was preparing supper for the whole family, and he handed her a piece of paper. And after his mom dried her hands and she took it, she read the note, and the note said this: "For cutting the grass, $5. For cleaning up my room this week, $1. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the garbage, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For cleaning up and raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Billy, feeling very proud of himself and his demands, looked at his mother and saw how she stared speechless at the note and that something was going through her mind. Then without a word, she picked up a pen, turned over the paper he'd written on, wrote something, and handed the paper back to him. And then Billy began to read what his mother wrote. "For 9 months I carried you while you were growing inside me, no charge. For all the nights that I've sat up with you, took care of your illness, and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears that you've caused through the years, no charge. For all the nights that were filled with dread and for the worries I knew were and still are ahead, no charge. For the toys, food, clothes, changing of diapers, and even wiping your nose, no charge. Son, I am your mother, and I love you. Your health, your happiness, your smile, and your hugs are all worth more than any amount of money. Thank you. When Billy finished reading what his mother had written, there were big tears in his eyes, and he looked straight at his mother and said, Mom, I love you. Then he took the pen and the piece of paper, turned it around where his first notes were written. He then drew an X over the whole page and wrote in big letters, Paid in full with my mother's love. Now, likely many of you have heard that story before, but it bears repeating this morning because it brings up an important question. Just how much is a mother's love worth? So much today has a price tag associated with it, or a dollar amount. The worth of something is, in dollars, many times is the determining factor of how value it is or how valuable it is. And that's understandable, at least to a degree. However, there are things in this life whose value has nothing to do with money. Things that you couldn't put a dollar value on if you tried. And yet sometimes we place so much focus on those things that are dollar driven. Perhaps we don't treasure as much as we should the things that you can't put a dollar sign next to. Well, as a mother's love is one of those things that we can't put a price tag on. Yet it has an infinite value. And for those who are mothers here this morning, do you lose sight of that sometimes, I wonder? Perhaps you wonder how much good you're really doing. You may get discouraged. You may feel underappreciated. You get wore out. You know your failures and weaknesses. You feel like you don't match up to the exemplary moms that are sometimes mentioned, maybe in sermons. We're given as examples to follow. Do you know what I'm talking about? And as the saying goes, can I get a witness to that this morning? Listen, as a mother, God has created you and designed you for an incredible job. It's a job that has no dollar signs attached to it, giving it any value in that way. Yet it is more valuable than a paycheck, more valuable than a house, more valuable than a bank account, and only you can do it, being a mother to your children. You have the God-given ability to do something even in your state of imperfection that only you can do, and that is to give a treasure to your child, to your children, that only you can give, and that's a mother's love. It is something that is priceless and of unlimited value. Now, a second aspect of this is not just towards the mothers, but towards us and recognizing the importance, or us that aren't mothers, I should say, or who are mothers and still have your mother. And even if you don't have them living, you still had a mother. But the second aspect is, do we recognize the importance of our own mother's love? Have we, or are we taking it for granted and not appreciating it like we should? Can we ever pay back our mother's love? Can we? Many of you will or can relate to what I'm about to say, and I'm sure you can relate better than I can, but it's interesting that in life, as our parents get older, we start doing for them what they previously had done for us. When my father's dementia progressed during his sickness and after his passing, my mother needed help. So we tried to be there for her, like she had been for us. We tried to take care of her. There were times I'd get a call in the evening, just out of the blue, and Mom needed help. So I'd drive down to the house. and help her in whatever the need was. There were many days that I'd slip over to the house from here from school. And Ken was very generous about that, and to help a little with Dad and then return to school. And on the day that she fell and had internal bleeding, it's 10 years now, I believe, since Mother's gone. But on that day, I went over from school and Mom got so weak, she couldn't walk. So I picked her up and I carried her to the bed and put her down there until the ambulance crew arrived. See, many, many times she had picked me up to care for me. Now I was doing it for her. I'm thankful I was able to do those things, but I never thought that I had paid back in full my mother's love for me. How much is a mother's love worth? It's of infinite value. We can give back our love and our help, but we can't fully repay a mother's love. Just can't do it. Well, we've been talking about it. Let's consider what a godly mother's love looks like. First of all, it reflects the Bible's definition of love, as we find it here in 1 Corinthians 13. And I'm going to just start at verse 4, where it says, "Charity," or love, "suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up." A mother's love is patient. Doesn't expect a child to be an adult or to do what an adult can do. In other words, it expects a lot of messes, because children tend to make some messes. Mother's love is patient. It's willing to explain the same thing over and over and over to teach a child. It gives a child time to learn and to grow. A mother's love is kind. Taking care of children's needs day after day. And then when a child or the children are sick and can't take care of themselves, guess who's there? Mother. Verse 5 also says, in defining love, it says, "seeketh not her, not its own." A mother's love is about meeting the needs of others, not about bringing attention to herself. She puts others' needs ahead of her own. Do you think these are important to a child? Well, Friday morning at school, I asked the students in opening exercises to do something for me that would make for an interesting study for this sermon. They didn't know I was going to ask them to do this, so they didn't have time to prepare for it. I didn't tell them I was going to use it for this sermon. I asked them to write one thing that they appreciated about their mother. One thing, that's all I wanted. And I didn't want them to sign it. None of them signed them. I gave them a 3x5 card, each of them, so that I wouldn't know who wrote it. And I hoped it would free them to be very honest. I collected them, put them aside, took them home. Here's some of what they shared. Each sentence is a different student. "She's kind and loving to me. She is kind to me. She cares about us. Mom helps me. She's really good to me. She is really kind and she helps me." Do you think it's important that a mother's love is patient, kind, caring, and meets the needs of others? Is it valuable? Here are some more that have to do with mothers meeting a need. My mom is the cook. Makes supper every night. Her good home-cooked meals. Good food. Now, these are all different individuals, so that's four. makes the meals. For making good food, she gets me up in the morning and makes me breakfast. I like your cooking. How she cooks and helps me. Now, I was sort of surprised at how many referred to their mother's food. Can't say I blame them. I appreciate food, too, and a good meal. But you know what? Mothers, think about this. That routine, day after day job of making meals and wondering what I'm going to make today. Is a form of a mother's love that is being impressed upon a child, and it's important to them. Making meals and preparing food for your family is part of what a mother's love looks like. Verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 13, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, which I referred to, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. With already mentioning the seeketh not her own part, but the rest of verse 5, I believe we can relate it to a mother's love this way. A mother's love teaches manners. They're still important. Manners. Politeness. Not to act rudely. A mother's love is not easily angered and is willing to forgive over and over. We're talking about what a mother's love looks like. Verse 6. Again, defining love, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. A godly mother teaches wrong and right, based on God's word. Children are directed to God's word as the truth to live by. Not just a good book to read, not just a good habit, but it's the truth to live by. A godly mother's love always points to a loving Heavenly Father. Verse 7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And then the first part of verse 8, charity never faileth. A godly mother's love protects her children. The idea of beareth all things. And not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. She believes in her children. She believes the best about them. You know what? She'll give them the benefit of a doubt. She has confidence and trust in them. A mother's love never gives up on a child. Loves at all costs and never stops loving. Here's some more of what the students wrote about their mother. One person put sacrificial. Is there another single word that best describes a mother's love? Another student said, she is always there for me. Another said, always being there for me and ready to listen. Another said, she is always very supportive. And then another said, she loves me no matter what. And it's like, wow. That's it. That's a mother's love. That's important to children. Considering what a godly mother's love looks like, first it reflects the biblical definition of love. Secondly, it is unconditional. There are no strings attached, no requirements in order to receive a mother's love or to keep receiving it. In fact, when you think about it, you wonder, why does a mother love a child so much? So all the pain and all the bad things that go along with it. Sometimes it's a lot of suffering before the child's even here. It's not easy to have a baby. But a godly's mother or godly mother's love is not dictated by the child's looks, their actions, how good they are in their behavior, or whatever else we want to include. But it simply is based on the fact that God made her a mother, and that is her child. It's unconditional. Thirdly, a mother's love accepts you for who you are. It's not that a mother doesn't try to mold that life into something better or help a child change something that's not good, or that a mother doesn't encourage positive growth and spiritual growth and changes. However, a mother's love embraces the person that God made this child to be and always loves the child where they're at, even if it isn't where they should be. Mother's love doesn't want them to remain there, but continues to love them. Fourthly, a mother's love takes time to listen and is a shoulder to cry on. If you're not taking time to listen to your child or your children, you better reevaluate what you're doing with your time. Somehow you've got to listen. You've got to listen. Fifthly, a mother's love also shows in discipline of the child and reprimands because it's really for their good and to make them better. Considering what a godly mother's love looks like, we said it reflects the biblical definition of love as we found it in 1 Corinthians 13. And that includes a mother's love being patient, kind, caring, and is expressed by meeting the needs of others, even in doing the routine duties of in the house or in the home. A mother's love teaches, is not easily angered, and always points a child to God. A mother's love protects, believes, never gives up on a child, loves at all costs, and never stops. It is unconditional. A mother's love accepts you for who you are. A mother's love takes time to listen and understands. A mother's love even shows in discipline and reprimanding of children. Certainly, that's not a complete list of what a godly mother's love looks like, but I hope it's enough to show the infinite value of a mother's love. You may be here today or watching or listening, and you're saying, that sounds wonderful, but I haven't experienced that kind of godly mother's love. And I recognize that's a possibility. And no doubt you've experienced hurt and disappointment in life because of it. It's understandable. The past can't be changed. However, you can still experience this kind of love in a different way. Because God's love for His children, those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is much like a mother's love. Isaiah 66:13, God is speaking here to His people. He says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. The comforting trait of a mother is really a trait of God himself. And all the traits that we shared concerning a mother's love are traits of a loving God, our Heavenly Father. Amazing. God's love for us is patient. It's kind. It's caring. It's forgiving. He meets our needs. He's our protector, our teacher. He loves us at all costs, proving that by the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, his son on the cross, his love for us never stops. It's unconditional. He accepts us where we are, but helps us not to stay there. He listens and understands. And yes, he even disciplines us out of love because he wants to make us better. All because he loves us. You may not have had an earthly mother like we've been talking about, but the good news is that you can still experience that kind of love by way of our loving God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You can experience it. We've looked at what a mother's love looks like. Next, let's consider, in relation to mothers, what really matters? What really matters? First of all, devote yourself and your family to God. Devote yourself and your family to God. Pray for them. Pray. You think you need to pray for them when they're toddlers and young? It doesn't stop. In fact, it seems like there needs to be more the older they get. Secondly, lead your children in God's way, in his word. We're talking about what really, really matters. Thirdly, be there for your children always. I know there's exceptions where, you know, if some reason you're not there for something that has to be. But be there for your children always and tell them, I will always be here as long as God gives me life. Fourthly, be sure your children know their place in your heart. In your heart. You see, it's possible to send mixed messages on that one. Because we can say all the right things. But if we're not letting them know that they're important and more important than this and this and that, we might be sending mixed messages. Be sure your children know their place in your heart. Fifthly, do everything you can for them, for their good, and trust God and pray. Then when it comes time to let them go and trust God and never stop praying. Sixthly, never give up on your children. Thankfully, God hasn't given up on us. He should have gave up on me a long time ago. Never give up on your children. Seventh, as a mother, and maybe I don't want to say the most important, but it's very important. As a mother, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. But as a mother, you need to love the Lord and love your children. You know what? If you do those two things, I think you'll find that most everything else is going to fall into place. Not that it won't require effort. But if you focus on loving the Lord and loving your children, you're going to do your job. You won't be perfect. None are. You can't be perfect, but God has given you the ability to love Him and to love your children. That you can do. I'd like to read one more response that a student gave me Friday morning. Here's what it says. Mom, I am so glad that you are my mother. Is there anything better than a mother hearing that? How much is a mother's love worth? My desire has been to encourage mothers and to remind you that your love for your child or your children is of much more value than any dollar amount. And then secondly, the desire was to remind us to appreciate and be thankful for our own mother's love. The Bible is clear that we are to honor and respect our mother. And I don't believe that stops once they're passed, once they've passed away. So here's some suggestions. First of all, tell her you love her. Why is that so difficult sometimes? For some people, at least. Tell her you love her. Give her a card. But don't just sign it your name. Personalize it. Put a note in there. Write something from your heart. Maybe the wording in the card is from your heart, but write something. Thirdly, visit her. If you're outside the home, you're older, visit her. Is she important enough? Does she mean enough to you to visit her? I'm going to tell you from our own experience, we're getting older, of course, as everybody is. That means a lot when a child wants to visit. Fourthly, respect her in front of others. Respect her in private. Honor her even if she's passed away. Fifthly, be loyal. Be loyal. Don't forget where you came from. And never want her to feel like she's been replaced by someone else. You can get married, whatever, but you'll never replace your mother. She can't be replaced. Don't allow your mother to think that someone else has replaced her. How much is a mother's love worth? It's of unlimited value. And now abideth faith, hope, love, and these three, but the greatest of these is love. Isn't that chapter sometimes, when I look at that, it's amazing. It talks about a great faith, doing great things, even giving our lives to be burned. But if it's without love, it's worthless. Why is that? Why is love the greatest and of unlimited value? Because it's most like God. Of those three, faith, hope, charity, love is most like God. Proverbs 31:28 is talking about a virtuous woman, a wife, a mother. It says, her children, arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. That's the result of a faithful, godly mother's love.
Thank you, Brother Duane. For us who said goodbye to our earthly mother, you certainly took us down memory's trail. And I think I can speak for the four siblings that I probably have here this morning. And myself, our mother certainly loved us. I can't imagine what the numbers would be if you would start to count the loads of laundry and the meals, the runs to the doctor. I guess if you would measure a mother's greatness by how many she brought into this life, our mother might take top place. I was 13th, and I was her baby. And she probably was worried, maybe we should use the word concerned, about me more than all the others. I sensed that even when I was married. Mother would be thinking about us. According to the notes that Brother Duane received from the PHCS students, God bless you, there are a lot of good mothers sitting out here. I guess some of you are wondering which note was from your child. In October, our mother will be gone 20 years. Going to be good to see her again. One special childhood memory I have, that house was so full, I think my brother and I had bunk beds right there in Mother and Dad's room there for a while. But one memory I have is of Mother. She would come in there and she would kneel down beside her bed before she'd crawl in that bed. And I wondered already, did she pray for me? I bet she did. Let's stand for prayer.